Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Notchery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The Inmate by Freda McFadden plunges readers into the depths of psychological suspense, weaving a tale that is both gripping and chilling. This novel captures the essence of thriller literature, showcasing McFadden's prowess in creating a riveting narrative that keeps readers on the edge of their seats. Through the intertwining lives of its characters, The Inmate explores themes of mental illness, deceit, and the blurred lines between reality and delusion. The story's setting, a psychiatric facility, serves as the perfect backdrop for unraveling the complex psyche of the book's main characters, revealing the darkness that lies within the human mind. This introduction serves as a compelling invitation to explore the shadowy corridors of The Inmate, promising a journey filled with twists and turns that will captivate readers until the very last page. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the intricacies of mental illness. Freda McFadden's The Inmate delves deep into the complexities of mental illness, illustrating not just the psychological struggle of those diagnosed, but also the societal and emotional ramifications. Through the experiences of the characters, the book highlights how mental illness can distort reality, affect relationships, and even lead to dangerous scenarios. McFadden tactfully addresses the stigma surrounding mental health, the challenges of diagnosis and treatment, and the fine line between sanity and insanity. This exploration serves to enlighten readers on the importance of empathy and understanding towards those battling mental health issues, and the dire consequences when these conditions are neglected or misunderstood. Secondly, deception and reality. The Inmate masterfully plays with the themes of deception and reality, forcing readers to question what is true and what is merely a facade. McFadden constructs a narrative where characters' perceptions are constantly challenged, blurring the lines between what is real and what is imagined. This manipulation of reality not only drives the plot forward, but also serves as a metaphor for the masks people wear and the truths they hide in everyday life. The book scrutinizes how deception can lead to a spiral of unforeseen consequences, reflecting on the human tendency to hide our true selves and the lengths to which individuals will go to protect their secrets. Thirdly, the psychology of confinement, set within the confines of a psychiatric facility. So, The Inmate explores the psychology of confinement and its effects on the human psyche. The novel examines how isolation and the loss of freedom can exacerbate mental illness, alter behaviors, and lead to an intense introspection that can either lead to self-discovery or further descent into madness. McFadden uses the setting to dissect the societal and personal implications of confinement, not just in a literal sense within the walls of an institution, but also metaphorically, discussing how individuals can feel trapped by their own minds or circumstances. The narrative prompts readers to consider the impact of physical and emotional boundaries on mental health and the human spirit. Fourthly, trust and betrayal. At its core, The Inmate is a study of trust and betrayal, weaving through the personal connections and alliances formed within the story. Freda McFadden skillfully illustrates how trust is a fragile commodity in relationships, especially in an environment where every character harbors secrets and hidden agendas. The narrative demonstrates how betrayal can be a devastating blow, not just emotionally, but also in triggering a cascading effect of adverse outcomes. Through the betrayals experienced by the characters, the book explores the consequences of broken trust and the difficulty of rebuilding once it's shattered, emphasizing the significance of honesty and transparency in forging healthy relationships. Lastly, the nature of evil. The Inmate also contemplates the nature of evil, questioning whether malevolent actions are a product of mental illness, innate human tendencies, or a combination of both. McFadden challenges readers to think about the concept of evil within the framework of psychology and morality. By examining the motivations behind characters' actions and the circumstances that led them to make certain decisions, the book discusses the complexity of judging right from wrong. It suggests that evil is not always a clear-cut concept, but often intertwined with vulnerability, fear, and the human condition. This topic pushes readers to reflect on their perceptions of morality and the factors that influence ethical decision-making. In conclusion, The Inmate by Freda McFadden is a must-read for fans of psychological thrillers and anyone interested in the complexities of the human psyche. Its exploration of mental illness, deception, confinement, trust, and the nature of evil provides profound insights into human behavior and the psychological underpinnings of our actions. The novel's ability to keep readers guessing, coupled with its deep dive into psychological and moral dilemmas, makes it a compelling read that offers significant value. By challenging perceptions and encouraging empathy towards those battling mental health issues, The Inmate serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of understanding and compassion in navigating the complexities of life. It is suited for readers who enjoy thought-provoking narratives that not only entertain, but also provide meaningful reflections on human nature and society. If you would like to support Freda McFadden, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.